Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
We began a series last week on the author of sin. I started with a message entitled Scammed, and I said that for every scam, there is a scammer, and that's the devil. The devil is a scammer. And I gave you a series of message or thoughts about an unpacking of Devil 101. Who is he? Where is he right now, and what's his motive? Today, I continue on the series on the author of sin, and I've entitled this message, Hacked. The word hacked is originally the word to cut through with hard blows on literally a jungle, to cut through that jungle so that you could find alternative ways. Today, we use the word hack, and there's clearly a good hack and a bad hack that leads us to alternative ways. I'm talking, however, about bad hacks. Hacks that actually are bad, heavy blows to rob us of something that is valuable, that is as in money, privacy, or sensitive information, and the like. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is Jesus' promise. However, it's clear that there's a thief, and he comes to steal, and that word thief is the word kleptes, where we will get the word klepto, because the very nature of the devil is he's a thief. He wanted to steal the throne of God, as we saw last week. We also realize that he cannot kill and destroy us only until after he has stolen something from us, and that is our relationship with God. Notice, he steals first, and only then can he kill and destroy. The question is how? And last week I began to explain that the starting point of that is one of his names. His name is Tempter, and the weapon he uses is temptation. Temptation is nothing more than an offer, something enticing so that you might come and get it. Now, the second name of the devil is not just tempter, but deceiver. And his second weapon is deception. Temptation is when you hear something like, "You will be like God," the offer that Satan gave Adam and Eve. When he says, "You will certainly not die," that's no longer temptation. That's a deception. The offer is, "You will be like God." That the deception is, "You will not die if you try and sin this way." Now, notice what happens. Temptation and deception leads you to sin. And sin is equals to death, as we saw in a series of messages last month. Make no mistake about it. The starting point of every sin is not in your mind, but in your heart. It's just the way it is. And that's why we need Jesus, only because it's not just in our hearts, but literally our inner hearts. Deception begins at the heart, and that's the reality. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful." There it is. We are self-deceiving creatures, and Satan just leads to lead us further there. "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Notice the words deceitful above all things and beyond cure. We're stuck with it. And finally, it says, it's hard to understand because truth of the matter is, we are complex beings, and that's why we need God. The first point I want to make is, how is the heart deceived? Well, the first way it gets deceived is by confusing our values. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, your values, there your heart will be also." Notice the connection. Where your values are, there your heart will be. So our hearts are deceived when our values are confused. Further, it says in verse 24, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one or love the other." Notice these are not, are you going to think of one, but hate and love are matters of the heart. Devotion and despise are matters of the heart. And notice where it says, when you have a confused set of values, you're confused between the value of God and money. It's not to say that money is not valuable, but it is to say that God is far more valuable or over money. Sometimes when our confusion becomes money becomes more valuable than God, it is a very subtle way of losing and confusing our values. Verse 25 further says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. When you have confused values, there will be worries and further confusion. What you will eat or drink, about what your body, what you will wear." Here it is. Is not your life meaning your soul, more valuable than food? That could be a source of confusion. When our food or the things we enjoy, the things we consume, the things that fulfill us become more valuable than the life that we're living in God and for God. Confusion. When our values get confused, we can be prone to deception. Further, it says, our bodies are more valuable than clothes. Question that Jesus was posing is for us to understand that while clothes and food and all of these things are valuable, they're not more valuable than our lives and our bodies. The question, therefore, is how is the heart deceived? By confusing our values. When we have a confused sense of values, it's just a matter of time before we have a distorted set of values. The second phase of deception is confusing our values and then distorting our values. Today, we have what we call malware. If you've heard about it, I'm sure you've heard about it from different people, but if you haven't, malware simply means a short term for malicious software. The goal of malware is to file or a code that infects or steals or conducts virtually any behavior an attacker wants. Notice where it says it's a file or a code, a kind of message, a kind of deception that in the end infects and steals and conducts virtually any behavior an attacker wants. At this point, the devil has not just confused our values through temptation and deception, he has distorted our values, and as a result of that, he leads us to the final step of the deception of our hearts by making us make the wrong choices. That is pretty much the way the devil deceives our heart, confusing our values, distorting our values, and making us make the wrong choices. Make no mistake about it, it all starts with the heart. And when the heart is confused, the brain follows suit. You see, our brains are actually plugged to our hearts. And because our hearts are the hearts of sinners in nature, our brains are also deceived. Therefore, when our hearts and our brains are deceived, the deception is complete. Which brings me to my second point. How is the mind deceived? Now, the mind is deceived by starting by establishing strongholds. Let me explain. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world." Notice the word weapons spoken two times, explaining the reality that there is a warfare that we are fighting spiritually that we pretty much sometimes underestimate or don't even realize because we pay no attention to the schemes of the devil. On the contrary, it says they have divine power. It says that not only are there weapons that we need to fight this fight, but there is a divine power that comes to us in God. And the purpose of all these weapons and this power is to demolish strongholds. The word stronghold is the Greek word ochoruma. The word ochoruma simply means or translates a fortified castle. When our minds are infused with deception, they become fortified castles that you can no longer receive the truth of God. Castles like this cannot be penetrated by the right things because they were built up over time and season from our childhood to adulthood. And when that happens, these fortified castles becomes minds that have been deceived. The way that happens is through brick by brick, stone by stone. The devil over time, whether that's the behavior of the people around us, the people who influence us, the media, or anything we watch or see or that's taught to us at the spiritual level, builds up brick by brick. These lies, these false truths, these deceptions are built up spiritually and built up relationally. Sometimes we get twisted ideas about sex or information or how to treat others because we have been deceived by different ways that the devil has used on us. There are deceptions of the physical realm of how to keep our health or how to abuse our health. And there are obviously deceptions that even affect us financially when we become greedy or selfish or even wasteful. These are the different bricks that laid out into our minds that eventually become the castle or the stronghold that prevent us from learning the truth and have a mind that is deceived. Strongholds are mindsets against God. Further, in verse 5 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension." There it is. These are the arguments that we hear over time, whether that's a friend, a brother, an office mate, or television, or a podcast, or pretenses that set itself up against the knowledge of God. Those are mindset. A mindset pretty much are reasonings, arguments, ideas, pretenses that are designed to set itself up like a mighty fortress against the knowledge of God. A mindset. A mindset leads to our attitudes, the way we think, our paradigms, our assumptions, our mentality, our inclinations, if you may, our philosophy in life, our intentions, which ultimately become the decisions we take. This is how our mind is deceived. It begins with the heart, it goes to the mind, and when that happens, the strongholds are established. And that's why the goal of these mindsets, rather, is to have a mindset of disobedience. The goal of deceiving us or keeping us from the truth is to get us to the place where we would live out disobedience towards God. Why? Because the devil knows that when we sin against God, we literally are headed for destruction. Further in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, "And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience." The whole idea of these mindsets is to start a process of building a stronghold that prevents us from arriving at the truth. When we're deceived and these strong mindsets come into being in our minds and we're prevented from the truth, we end up with things against God and ultimately acts of disobedience. The goal of every mindset, the goal of every deception is to cause us to disobey God. This is ultimately the way our hearts and our minds are deceived. And how do you overcome deception? Simply put, these deceptions, whether they be spiritual, relational, physical, or financial, can also be demolished, as the Bible tells us in chapter 10, verse 5 of 2 Corinthians. It says, we demolish arguments. We need to demolish these arguments, these pretenses that set itself up against the knowledge of God. How exactly do you overcome deception? Well, to begin with, meditate on God's word day and night. The book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1 says, blessed is the one who does not walk with the wicked or stand in the way of those who are deceived, the sinners, or to sit in the company of those who are deceived as mockers. The wicked are those that are deceived and the sinners are those that have been deceived. And when we do not walk with those people that have been deceived, we're blessed. And how does that happen? Because those who delight in the law of the Lord, who meditate on His law day and night. The way to demolish strongholds is to meditate on God's word day and night. When we know the word of God, when we meditate on the word of God, not just read it, but meditate on it. Think about it day and night, meaning 24 hours a day. In other words, reason life's purposes, reason life's decisions based on the word of God. And one of the benefits of doing this is in that process, we end up demolishing the strongholds in our minds. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29 says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord. And then he says, like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Like a hammer, the word of God, when we meditate, it crushes the various deceptions in our minds, whether they be spiritual, relational, physical or financial, the word of God meditating in our minds crushes and demolishes these strongholds. So how do you overcome deception? Well, to begin with, meditate on the word of God day and night. Secondly, take captive all your thoughts. Back in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, we demolish arguments. There's that meditating on the word of God and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God. But the second part says, we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. When a thought comes to us, when a temptation or a deception, our job is to take captive that thought and say, we are not disobeying God, we're obeying Christ. We take captive that thought and insist that that thought must be made subject to Jesus. No matter the source, no matter the person, no matter the age of that person, no matter the wisdom, no matter the claims, no matter what, we make it captive to Jesus. Our obedience is to Jesus, and thus we will not be deceived. How do you overcome deception? Meditate on God's word day and night. Take captive all your thoughts, and finally, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the what? renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. God is a good, pleasing, and perfect will that is based on truth that will cause your life to thrive. The way to get there is do not conform to the pattern of this world. The world has a pattern. It puts bricks that is based on a pattern to make you conform, to build a stronghold, to deceive you. Most of us don't just conform. We try to perform or outperform that conformation. It doesn't work. It doesn't even work to try to reform. The secret is not to conform, perform, or reform, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How does that happen? Meditate on the Word of God day and night. Take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Then you will be able to test and approve the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. How do you overcome deception, the devil, the enemy, the scammer, the hacker? Meditate on God's Word day and night. Take captive all your thoughts. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me summarize this message for you. How is the heart deceived? By confusing our values, by distorting our values, and finally by making us make the wrong choices. How is the mind deceived? It starts by establishing strongholds. Strongholds are mindsets against God. The goal of a mindset is to disobey God and sin against Him. How do you overcome deception? Meditate on the Word of God day and night. Secondly, take captive all your thoughts, and the result of that is you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Join me in this short, brief proclamation prayer of Jesus and how we are able to overcome the deceiver. Pick up a bread and a cup and join me in this prayer. Lord Jesus, You are the way, You are the truth and the life. There is no darkness or shadows of deception in You. All is exposed. Grant us a heart that seeks You and Your Word that we may overcome the schemes of the devil. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.